Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing closing grain comments for Tuesday, September 10th. Well, we've got green across the screen this afternoon. Markets started higher overnight in the corn on the news that the good to excellent had dropped surprisingly from 58% down to 55%. That had corn open a little bit higher, and it just moved continually higher from there. So we had December finish today up 7.25 cents at 361.5. Funds came in yesterday short about 150,000 contracts of corn, so this kind of news on that decline in condition may have spurred some early short covering. We'll see if that continues here, if the market continues to move higher. Remember, funds were short in the hole in May, about 300,000 contracts before we rallied, turned around and bought the high there above 450 to get long a couple hundred thousand, and now have turned around and got short back down in the hole again. So we will see if this pattern continues. As I mentioned, the good to excellent was dropped 3 percentage points from 58 down to 55. Notably, you had Illinois down 8 percentage points, and Nebraska down 5 percentage points. Denting is at 55%. That's versus a 77% average. So the question still lays out there is how delayed are a good portion of this crop, and will there be any sort of risk regarding frost or late development? The weather has warmed up over the next couple of weeks. There is one service reporting that temperatures may cool off in the latter half of September, but we will have to keep an eye on that as well. USDA announced a sale this morning of 278,000 tons of corn to Mexico. So again, lower prices hopefully bringing in some much needed demand. Taking a look at wheat, we had December Chicago finish up 7.75 cents, 482.25. Funds came in about 25,000 contracts short in that Chicago contract. This is the second day now that we have closed above the 20-day moving average. That lays at 471.25. So if we continue to move higher, stay above there, maybe this will spur some short covering in that Chicago contract. Kansas City finished up 5.75 cents at 403.75. Funds short about 45,000 contracts in Kansas City, and we moved above that 20-day moving average in the KC contract today as well, coming in at about 399.75. So again, maybe some additional fund short covering if we continue to move higher there. Minneapolis, December finished up 7 cents, 503.75. So we had some news out of Australia, dry there, dry in Argentina. Australia has cut their production numbers from 21.9 million metric tons down to 19.2. That's a 2.7 million metric ton drop. That's on drier conditions in the eastern portion of Australia. So a little bit of weather premium coming back into the market here. We've got spring wheat 71% harvested versus 87% on average. So we will again have to look and see if these technical levels that we are crossing over bring in any additional fund covering in the wheat. Taking a look at beans, November finished up 14.25 cents at 872, about 15 cents off the low at 857.25 after putting in a low yesterday around 851. Funds short about 88,000 contracts of beans. We moved today above the 20-day moving average in beans as well. That comes in at 868.5. So in addition to that little spur given by the drop in corn, good to excellent conditions, there were also rumors out late yesterday and today that China was going to be willing to make some pre-October meeting goodwill ag purchases. So this benefited across the board in the ags, including the meats as well. So, you know, we've heard this story before now for over a year. We will have to see if China is serious about this and if they, number one, make commitments and then, number two, follow through. In outside markets, we've got the dollar up 12 ticks, 98.36. Crude oil down 50 cents a barrel at 57.35. And you got the Dow Jones up about 50 points here. So, again, a little bit of a decline in corn conditions. Bean conditions stayed the same, 55% good to excellent. But that combined with new rumors about Chinese purchases giving a lift to all the markets, maybe that's enough to get them above some technical levels. And if we can't get any fundamental positivity out of this, maybe at least we can get those algorithms to start kicking in and covering the shorts. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.